It's made from the leaves of the Ilex vomitoria, which is a plant that's indigenous to the New World and the Caribbean area. And essentially, think of it as tea, coffee. In South America, it'd be similar to mate, which is still drunk today.
So it was part of ceremonies, I know, taking place with a lot of these early cultures. What role did it play in those ceremonies?
The black drink is an interesting beverage because it both is a ceremonial drink, but it was also used as simply a beverage to consume. But what impressed the early Europeans in the 1500s when they first encountered its use in among natives in the southeast United States was it was used as to purge the body. So in effect, native people would drink quarts of black drink at a very, very hot temperature, as hot as they could stand, and use it then to regurgitate. And the whole idea was to attain purity. That concept of purity is something that's kind of pervasive throughout the religious beliefs of the natives in the southeastern United States. There's whole series of things that are kind of like taboo and acceptable and taboo and things that will basically, you know, disrupt your spiritual purity. And again, the black drink was used as part of this purge. And that's in effect how the plant got its scientific name, which is vomitoria. It's in effect because the early Europeans saw it when they classified it, that's what they associated with. And it's kind of interesting because it's no more, you know, a physiological kind of reaction than if you drank coffee or tea, or great amounts of coffee or tea. It in itself does not make you regurgitate. It was actually, it's the large volume of very hot water so that your body reacts to that consumption.
Well, it sounds kind of, I guess, barbaric to some extent, though, that people would drink this just so they could vomit later. But did it also have some health benefits for these people?
Well, the same health benefits, I guess, that coffee and tea have, and people argue about all the time what the actual effects on your body are. But again, I think it is important to think about this as it's not simply in these ceremonial contexts, because there's also lots of accounts that when there were council meetings or important deliberations, the men would in effect sit around and they would drink this for hours and hours and hours without essentially regurgitating. So, yeah, the idea of purifying the body is a wide one throughout the world, and some people do it by, you know, fasting, or people do it by subjecting the body to basically like dervishes and, you know, whirling dervish kind of idea. It really kind of creates a situation in your mind of a different physical state, and the black drink again is associated with that, but in and of itself, it doesn't cause it. And so it's really a cultural reflex to this ceremony rather than the plant itself. It's kind of interesting because there's a whole support group out there in the Southeast today. And in fact, black drink is still consumed in some places of the South by some rural populations especially. And when we did this first article, and because of some of the media coverage came out talking about, you know, this drink is making you vomit, I got a whole series of emails from black drink supporters in the Southeast saying, you know, this is terrible, this is terrible, this is not, you know, you're destroying what's a perfectly good drink. And as I said, hey, it's just a very scientific article, honest. it's the media hype that's causing the issue here. I understand that black drink is just a beverage, so at least they calm down a little bit. But you never know. When you talk to some strange people sometimes when you do research.
We are talking with Dr. Thomas Emerson. He's the state archaeologist and director of the Illinois State Archaeological Survey. He'll be speaking in Springfield at the Illinois State Museum on Wednesday night. As we still learn about the Cahokia site and that civilization, you now believe you have evidence that proves that the black drink was used there?
Cahokia is an interesting site primarily because it is so massive and it is so early. It, in effect, was the kind of the, as a colleague has said, the Big Bang that started a whole period of large villages, really, in the case of Cahokia, really probably an urban situation at about 1000 A.D. that eventually spread over much of the eastern woodlands. So it's kind of, Cahokia is the initial, you know, beginning of this process. The impetus for Cahokia really seems to have been some kind of religious movement, and it seems to have a lot of the attributes that we saw historically in the southeast, a large concentration on this idea of agricultural fertility. And of course, it makes sense. I mean, Cahokians are, in effect, the first, you know, big-time farmers in Illinois at about 1000 A.D. Corn had just come into common use about that time. And so you've got a, let's say, a fertility cult almost existing at Cahokia. Well, historically, the Europeans encountered a very similar kind of belief system in the southeast. And one of the things associated with that fertility cult was actually black drink ceremonialism. The Ilex vomitoria doesn't grow in this region. It really only exists 400 to 500 miles south of us along the Gulf Coast to some extent. So you had to deal with this issue of, like, if they're using it, it has to be imported. When we went back to the Cahokia material, we looked and, in effect, said, okay, look, at there's some unique pottery vessels. They're called beakers. They kind of look like a glass with a handle on one side of it. And it was really kind of amazing. We did a small sample, but in fact, all of them had caffeine in the residue. And in the U.S., you know, you can only get caffeine essentially from Ilex vomitoria. It's the only native plant that actually produces caffeine. And so that was kind of our first clue, like, look at, isn't this interesting? You know, we have the historic record of black drink use in the 1500s. Suddenly now we're able to project that 500 years into the past to 1000 AD and say, hey, it's also present at 1000 AD. And not only that, it's present in a place where they physically have to import the leaves to make it. It gives you a whole new thought about the kind of interaction that was going on at a big place like Cahokia.